This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I was just trying to find out what you thought about the Amish.
Yeah, I'd stay away from them because Amish are an interesting group. It's a theology that I'm concerned with. They're Trinitarian, but the issue of salvation is synergistic with a lot of them, but a lot of them it's not. And what that means is that salvation is a process obtained over a long period of time. That's synergism. And some of the Amish hold to that. And just from that alone, you've got to stay away.
Number 5.
Brother Matt, I got a question about the judgment seat of Christ. Is it on earth or in heaven?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know where it is. I suspect it's in heaven. Now, there's the white throne judgment, which Christians go through. That could be in heaven. But heaven is the dwelling place of God, and the judgment seat where people are judged for damnation, I don't think would be in heaven. And you know what? I can't recall ever being asked that question. Now you got me curious, man. Good question.
Number 4.
Then why does the Bible say one man regards every day alike? Let each man be fully convinced of his own mind. I've had people answer this by saying, well, it just didn't include the Sabbath. But it says every day. Is the Sabbath included in every day? And they won't answer the question because they're stuck. So that's why we worship on Sunday.
So any day could be the Sabbath.
Any day can be the Sabbath. For a lot of pastors, Monday is our Sabbath because they work on Sunday. They preach, they teach, they often have meetings, they have Sunday school. They sometimes will speak at night, and a lot of churches do. And so he preaches in the morning and in the evening, and then Mondays are his days off, and that's fine.
Number 3.
A pastor who supposedly knew the Greek was in the Salt Lake area because there was a little group of us who were Catholic charismatics that attended his church. I left the church right after he was teaching that it was okay to abort babies because they hadn't taken their first breath yet. And I forget scriptures he was using to back that up. I don't know the Greek well enough to refute that, but I know that's not right.
If I was in the presence of a pastor who taught that, I would rebuke him for such foolishness. Simple logic can be used to refute these morons who teach this stuff. So a baby somehow is not human until it takes a breath. Well, wait a minute. So in the womb, it's not breathing, but as soon as it takes a breath, now its nature has been changed from non-human to human by the act of taking a breath.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous, yeah. Foolishness.
Number 2.
I work at a rehabilitation facility, and a lot of these gentlemen come out of the prison, and they have this onus belief system that they've just smothered themselves with and completely reject scripture. Do you have any suggestions or scripture that I can use to help attack this belief?
If I'm talking to someone in that kind of a lifestyle belief system, what I always want to do is ask them to give me the definition of the religion, what it is, and I say, I'm going to take notes. I want to know what they're talking about. And you ask them what it is that they believe, and then you ask, why do you believe it? What is your ultimate standard of truth? Is your ultimate standard of truth your preferences, or is your ultimate standard of truth one of the many gods you follow? How do you know which god is the right one? If they're all essentially working together, how do you know that? Where do you get the information? And I just ask these questions. And the reason I do this is because if they're not based in scripture, there are going to be problems.
So if you were talking to an unbeliever that just says, how do you know the Bible is the word of God?
To an unbeliever, I'll say, well, no offense meant, but you lack a certain spiritual quality that we as Christians possess. And I say, you know, have you got a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it is, you know, married or whatever? How do you know the voice of your friends, you know, your loved ones? By spending time with them, by hearing them, and you just know, and you know a false voice. If a friend of yours that you've known for 20 years and someone imitates him, you'll know. because you know the sound of your voice. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It's John 10:27. And I'd say to people, the Christians know the voice of their Lord, just as you know the voice of your friends. And we know the voice, we recognize that in the scriptures. And that's how we know.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.